There's three main things that really set coaches apart. The first thing is getting in front of people. Are you actually getting in front of people, letting people know that you're a coach and actually showing them what you do?
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches with Kathy Smith. This podcast is the ultimate resource for coaches looking to transform their coaching passion into a thriving business. Kathy Smith began a journey as a marketing professional in 2001 and has helped thousands of businesses to grow. Kathy specializes in helping coaches and is dedicated to showing you how to get your first clients and then many more. If you are ready to take your coaching practice to the next level, then you are in the right place. Whether you are just starting your coaching journey or you're an experienced coach not seeing the results you desire, this podcast is for you.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches, episode 239. Today, I thought I'd like to talk to you about the keys to coaching success. There's three main things that really set coaches apart. The first thing is getting in front of people. Are you actually getting in front of people, letting people know that you're a coach and actually showing them what you do? So the way to get in front of people, well, the easiest way is actually to get in front of people in person. So that could be anything from the grocery store to a coffee shop or a line or anything like that. There's always opportunities that we sometimes don't even see. It could be a friend's barbecue. And yes, we don't want to be working 24/7, but we also don't want to let these opportunities go. So the in-person getting in front of people, it could be in-person networking. It could be the school events if you're waiting to pick up your children, or it could be other business events. So there's lots of different ways to get in front of people in person. Now, there's also lots of online ways as well. So there's a zillion online networking events. There's groups in Facebook, some in LinkedIn as well. There's DMing people. Now, just be a bit careful with that, because think about it when you're the client or when you're the prospect. You don't want people just bombarding you with stuff. I call it verbal diarrhea. Really bad on LinkedIn. You make a connection with somebody and suddenly your whole message is inbox is full of, can you help me? I'd like to work with you. Or the classic is, can you have more clients? Would you like more clients? We all know what that's like. So just be careful if you're DMing them. Make sure that there's some kind of connection first. So getting in front of people in person and getting in front of people online. And then think about how you're actually showing up online. Do you have a website? Does it clearly articulate what you do? Does it need a refresh? Has it been something that you've done before or a previous business? And it's not actually telling people that you're a coach. So thinking about those sorts of things. And then what is your online presence? Are you on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram? Now, there's quite a few others as well, but just think about not spreading yourself too thin. What's the one that you like to go on to? What's the one that your clients are on? Do you know your clients? Do you know where they are? Who is that one person that you would really like to work with? Perhaps you already have worked with them, or perhaps they're you a little while ago. But getting to know your clients or potential clients and where they hang out is really important, especially when you're thinking about being on social media and how you're going to message. How often do you show up online? Do you have a rush of blood and give everybody everything for a week or two and then you get busy and you die off? Or is it a case of you only show up once in a blue moon? Are you putting something out regularly? And are you using that platform to its capabilities? So are you using stories and reels, video, that kind of thing? Particularly on Facebook and Instagram, they love the stories. So that's a really short thing. Generally, it's the followers you've already got, but sometimes people can come across them. And then reels your followers and other people. So that can be a great way to get exposure. Commenting online is also good, particularly if somebody's in that same industry where you might be able to add value. Now, once again, be a little bit careful. You don't want to hijack somebody else's feed, but there's always ways to add value, and particularly if it's like a Facebook group where people are asking questions. So think about the ways that you can show up and let people know that you are a coach and that you do have things. Now, you don't want to be too salesy, but don't forget the sales. You do need to let people know that you do do one-on-one coaching or that you have got a group program or a course. Don't be the best kept secret where nobody actually knows what you do. They can't interact and be interested in buying your stuff if they don't think there's anything to buy. Yes, there's a big education piece and telling people what you do. That's perfect. But you also need to let them know that there are things that they can buy as well. Then once you've started getting in front of people, particularly if it is on a Zoom, an online networking event or something like that, or in person, how are you listening? Are you actively listening? Are you using those coaching skills that you've got? Or are you just waiting for your turn, your 40 seconds, your bit to say, hey, I'm Kathy Smith and I do this. Hey, I'm insert your name, you do that. Or are you actually listening to what they're doing? It's really important for you to listen. And particularly when you're doing consults, and even if they're consults that don't convert, if you're thinking about what they're saying and listening and serving, you'll pick up words that they use over and over, and then that can be part of your messaging as well. So if you can talk your customer's language and articulate their problem better than they can, then that's when it's going to really pop for them. And then they're going to go, yes, you're the person. Asking really powerful questions. So once again, using your coaching skills, prompting them a little bit, that can always be a good thing. Now, you're not doing free coaching. If you choose to do that, that's in a different setting. But just asking them a few things, that can be good. And then you can offer your solution if it fits and if they're open to it. There's nothing worse than going to an event where somebody's just throwing their business cards at you or immediately going, buy my stuff. But there is definitely an opportunity quite often to say, hey, yeah, I do one-on-one coaching. Would you like to have a consult? And that can just be as simple as that. Oh, you've got this problem. Actually, I can help with that. Let's have a further chat later on. But be very clear what you are offering. But it's not time for the free coaching, because you don't want to give away everything in the first go. And if you give too much free coaching, no point paying you. So just thinking about that, but making sure that you are telling people what you do and that you can help them. So when you are telling people what you do, how's your elevator pitch? Do you have a distinct way you can do it? Or are you a bit wishy-washy? Oh yeah, I can help people. Oh yeah, I could help you. Maybe it's a case of using some success stories or a case study. Yeah, actually, I helped somebody like you and they were a bit like this and we did that. Obviously, keeping the confidentiality, but sometimes just a little bit of a success story can really help people. Oh, I helped a client go from this to this. I helped a client with that problem. So you can always weave the success stories in without giving away the confidentiality. And then, is your way appropriate for them? What is your way? Do you have a signature program? Do you have one-on-one coaching that is a particular thing? Do you have a six-month package? Now, depending on the time that you're with them, you may not want to do all of these things all in one go, but sometimes you get that opportunity. Sometimes it can be really quick. The buyer's journey gets really short. Other times, you just might plant a seed and then allow them to come back to you. That's why social media is so good, because sometimes you can plant that seed and then suggest that they go and listen to the podcast, or they go to your Facebook or your Instagram or LinkedIn or TikTok, whatever your version is. You might say, oh, actually, I just wrote an article on LinkedIn about that. You might be interested. That kind of stuff. Sending them into your ecosystem so that they can get to learn more about you is always a good thing. And if you've said you're going to do something, make sure you do it. If you said you're going to send them a link to that article that you wrote, make sure you do it. Make sure you do that follow-up. If they've said, yep, sounds good, but I want to talk to somebody about it, or not quite ready yet, make sure you're nurturing them. Don't be too overly done, but generally it takes up to 20 touch points before people will buy. So you've got those opportunities just to pop into their inbox occasionally, maybe send them a DM, see how they're going, but do it from curiosity. Do it from actual care of the person, not just trying to make a sale. That's how people can really see the difference. Sometimes these cycles take a long time. Sometimes they'll never come. But if you're just popping up from time to time, being curious, being helpful, adding value, you never know where it will go. So you've got in front of people. You've actively listened to them. You've told them what you can do. That's the three main things that you need to do when you are looking to have a successful coaching business. Having a successful coaching business means you need to get out of your comfort zone. You need to let people know. And sometimes you need to fail a bit. And sometimes that's just a learning curve. You're either winning or you're learning. So failing is not detrimental. There's very few things now in our life that's actually going to be that fearful that it's actually going to kill us. So sometimes it's a case of just putting it out there a little bit. Yep, didn't quite get that consult right. Do an evaluation. What went well? What didn't go well? Start adding those things. And then that really helps you to build your knowledge, build your courage. And if you're getting those same words popping up and in all the consults, you can go, oh yeah, that's right. I've had people say, get clients three times. That's my pain point. Okay, how can you get some messaging out around that? Consults are gold for people to articulate what it is. And if you can put that into your messaging and answer those objections before the clients even come to you or the prospect, then means you're listening, means that you're getting to know them. And it's going to be so much more powerful. You are a great coach. You can do this. And it's just a case of learning how to do this marketing business. And yes, it is a business and it can be a business. You've got this. Marketing's just like anything else. It's a learned skill. Marketing is just serving. Go out there and serve your prospects, serve your clients. And guess what? Quite often, that'll turn into paid clients, and paid clients tell other people. So another great way to get in front of your people could be through partnerships, a borrowed audience. Can you be a speaker somewhere? Can you be a guest on somebody else's podcast? Can you offer yourself as a speaker at a conference? There's lots of opportunities when you start to think about it. So just pick one thing and do it. Pick maybe three or four things that you can put over a couple of months and put into a marketing strategy and think about the things that you can repeat. People say that they don't want to do social media too often because they don't want to bother people. But if we don't let them know we're there, then how are they going to actually be able to buy? Most social media, it's only about 6% of what you're putting out there your followers see. And if they've got to have 20 touch points, that's an awful lot of content. Now, repurposing is a great thing to do with your content. I've done lots of podcasts on that, so check those out. But remember that you are not going to be the best kept secret if you want to have a successful coaching business. So you need to get out there. You need to tell people that you're a coach, how you can help them. And that's as easy as marketing can be. So just have a go. See what works for you, tweak it, keep doing it, get out there and make sure that people know that you're a coach and that you can help them. Have a fantastic week and I'll see you again next week. So SBT audience, remember, enjoy your journey. Hey, did you enjoy this podcast? Why don't you go and check out the Coach's Marketing Roadmap? your step-by-step guide to accelerate your journey to a thriving coaching business. thecoachesmarketingroadmap.com.au. And don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk for Coaches podcast. Go to smallbusinesstalk.com.au for all the show notes from this episode. Remember, coaches, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action, and implement it. Coaches, you've got this. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Remember, just start. One step at a time, take consistent action, and enjoy your journey.